Hi, this is Michael Palermo. This ongoing series on how to develop from Windows 8 in half the time, today's episode we're going to tackle, in fact, see how simple it is to add an application bar or an app bar to your Windows Store app. Let's see really how easy it is. So I'm in Visual Studio. I just created a navigation app template type, so I'll close this out, but I wanted you to see what type I created. And in the default HTML page, you'll notice that when you're in there and you scroll to the bottom, this commented section here is actually an application bar just waiting to be used. So I'm going to uncomment that and say Control KU, and voila, I have myself an application bar already added to my application. In fact, just to demonstrate how easy this is, I'll just run the application right now and we'll see what it does by default. So for me to invoke that application bar, if I had a touch screen, I'd just swipe from the bottom, which would show the application bar. Another way that I can do it is right-clicking somewhere in the screen. That'll also give me that. And I can also do a Windows key Z on my keyboard, and that will pull it up as well. If I click on the command right now, it does nothing because, well, we've associated no functionality or event handler to it. So I'm going to stop this. And that's what we'll do right now, is I will get into the code aspect of it. But before I even do that, I would like to go into the default HTML and change the label to say message. And I'll change the icon to also say message. Now, you could use a variety of different icon types. There's add, edit, delete, a whole bunch. If you wanted to see the whole list, just search for app bar icon at dev.windows.com. And you'll eventually find the list of all of them. But for right now, I'll leave it like that. I'll leave the ID as CMD and then jump into the home page to the JavaScript for it. And at the initializing of the page, I will grab access to that command by doing a query on document.querySelector, passing in the ID, CMD, and then adding an event listener to that command bar, specifically that command that was in there, and it's going to be a click, and the functionality here will be as follows. Inside of here we'll just say how about windows.ui.popups dot message dialog, and we'll create within here a muhahahaha and show this asynchronously. So we've attached it. We don't even need to give it a name. We could just have that as an anonymous function. And with that change there, in addition to the fact that we changed the icon type and the label, let's see what happens when we run it now. I'll right-click here. I can see that the message appears over here in the app bar. When I click on it, I get my message dialog. See, the evil laugh is already starting to curse me. I'll go ahead and close that out and close the application. One other thing that you can do with the application bar is you can also add one at the top of the screen. So with my amazing fast typing, zam, I'm going to add one. But the main thing here is that I've indicated that the placement needs to be at the top. I'll attach no event handler, but do notice that I have created a section called selection, and I'm using a home icon. Let's see what that does. When I now invoke for an app bar, I get not only a home one here, but also the one that we had down below. Use the top area for navigation, use the bottom area for functionality. So that's how easy it is to do an app bar. Of course, there's more stuff, but we'll get into that later. Don't miss out on the next episode. It'll be the first time I'm going to feature a guest speaker. To find out who, stay tuned for the next episode.